This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Hamed Sahir and Associates. Personal injury law firm, period. First name is Hamid, H-A-M-I-D. Last name is capital S, small a, another A, H-I-R. So that's S-double-A-H-I-R. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kevin Coombs, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Coombs, C-O-M-B-S, period. On October 15th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old male, height 5'9", weight 208 pounds, period. The patient sustained an injury when he was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. He was rear-ended at a red light on or about February 13th, 2022, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury as his vehicle was damaged and not drivable, period. There was moderate damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, comma, had pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, and pain down his right leg, period. Present day, despite adequate treatment, is still experiencing low back pain, period. At the time of the injury, the patient was in a passenger vehicle and was hit by another passenger vehicle, and no airbags were deployed, period. New paragraph. The patient's low back pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the back of the right leg to the calf, period. He was treated adequately with chiropractic care, comma, injections, comma, and medications, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was taken by ambulance to IU emergency room. X-rays and CAT scans were obtained, period. He saw his family doctor several times and was referred to a chiropractor, Dr. McCray, M-C-C-R-A-Y. He was seen by the chiropractor several times, who did therapy, period. He was then seen at Massage Envy, where he had massage therapy several times, period. He was seen at Ortho Indy, where he had injections several times, and he has another injection planned for the near future, period. He was seen at IROC Physical Therapy, that's I-R-O-C, IROC Physical Therapy, a few times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over a quarter mile, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, driving over an hour, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include meloxicam, comma, bladder medicine, comma, Eliquis, comma, blood thinner, comma, atrial fib medicines, comma, simvastatin, comma, diabetes medicine, comma, Norco, comma, and PTSD medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, a back brace, comma, exercises, comma, and Norco, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, sciatica, comma, and PTSD, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a knee replacement in 2018, comma, arthroscopic surgery of both knees, comma, arthroscopic surgery of both shoulders, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past period. The patient had back pain at the time of the knee surgery and at the time of this auto accident period. This automobile accident aggravated his pre-existing back pain by approximately 50% period. The sciatica onset was 1 month after this automobile accident period. This patient has not had prior sciatica until this automobile accident period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents that did not require treatment period. The patient had a work injury of his knees, getting in and out of a tow truck that required several arthroscopic surgeries of both knees, period. Both shoulders were injured during workouts several years ago, requiring arthroscopic surgery. However, they both healed up satisfactorily, period. When the patient was working at Lowe's, a door fell on his head in approximately 2009, where he had a concussion as well as physical therapy, but there was no permanency and no injury to the low back, period. The patient had sinusitis in the military in 2013 due to noise exposure, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient was retired at the time of this automobile accident and did not miss work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Upon review of the medical records, the patient was transported to IU Health West Emergency Room Department. A CT scan of the head was done, and it was negative for intracranial bleeding, period. The assessment was motor vehicle collision, period. On February 22, 2022, he went to XL Sports Chiropractic and Rehab, complaining of neck and upper back pain, period. On exam, he was tendered a palpation in the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and pelvis, period. His diagnoses included cervical spondylosis, lumbar spondylosis, sprain of the cervical spine, sprain of the lumbar spine, segmental and somatic dysfunction in the cervical, thoracic, pelvis, sacrum, and right lower extremity, period. On March 2, 2022, seen by Dr. McCray. On March 7, 2022, saw Dr. McCray and still having neck pain and low back soreness, period. On March 14th, 2022, seen at the chiropractic office, period. On March 30th, seen for a sixth chiropractic visit, period. April 27th, seen by Dr. McCray, period. On July 19th, 2022, seen for his final chiropractic visit, period. Lumbar spinal extension was still painful, period. On September 16th, 2022, followed up with Dr. Hupfer, H-U-P-F-E-R. X-rays of the left shoulder were taken, showing prior acromioplasty in Mumford procedure, period. Mumford is M-U-M-F-O-R-D. He was referred to Dr. Kasha, COSCIA, a spinal partner, period. On September 28, 2022, began massage therapy at Massage Envy, period. November 3, 2022, seen by Dr. Kasha at Ortho Indy, period. He presented with a forward flex posture, period. On November 8, 2022, seen by his primary care doctor, On January 31st, 2023, followed up with Dr. Hupfer, H-U-P-F-E-R, period. Still complaining of low back and buttocks pain radiating to his right leg, period. He was referred to Dr. S-I-G-U-A for his right sciatic complaints, period. He did see this doctor on February 23rd, 2023. The abnormalities were noted on his examination. X-rays were taken of the lumbar spine. His assessment was low back pain, period. The patient had at least 1 year of pain, would get temporary relief with a trainer, period. He suggested a lumbar MRI, period. On March 20th, 2023, he underwent an MRI that showed one lumbar spondylosis and degenerative facet arthropathy, period. Two, severe neuroforaminal stenosis at L4-5 on the right and bilaterally at L5-S1. Number three, mild to moderate thecal sac stenosis at L2-3, L3-4, and L4-5, period. On March 30th, 2023, followed up with Dr. Sigwa. They suggested a right L4-5 and L5-S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injection, period. And this was done on April 28, 2023. On May 30th, 2023, seen by Dr. Kasha, COSCIA, continuing of the back and sciatic pain, period. It was stated in the records that the patient was using Plavix for platelet inhibition, as well as having diabetes and obesity, comma. Mr. Coombs has significant risk for complications with any type of spinal surgery, period. Dr. Kasha highly recommended trying to avoid surgery because of the obvious concern for complications, period. On June 23rd, 2023, he was seen by Dr. Sigwa, and it was reported that he has seen Dr. Kasha, who told him that he was not a surgical candidate because of risk factors, period. On July 10th, 2023, at Orthopedics of Indianapolis Hospital, he had another epidural steroid injection, period. On August 25th, 2023, seen again at Orthopedics of Indianapolis, stated the injection helped his pain, and he did not want to have lumbar spine surgery, period. On September 18th, 2023, seen by Dr. Sigwa, and had a epidural steroid injection, period. On October 12, 2023, he reportedly was considering a lumbar fusion, period. December 4, 2023, seen by Dr. Sigwa. December 18, 2023, repeat epidural steroid injection, period. December 21, 2023, seen by Dr. Kasha at Ortho Indy, period. The patient was concerned he may need to have something done long-term, but was trying to put off surgery as long as possible, period. The plan of Dr. Kasha was outlined in regard to the posterior spinal fusion, period. Dr. Kasha felt that the biggest concern was that Mr. Coombs coming off Plavix and Eliquis for an extended period of time would have the risk of blood clotting, period. February 5th, 2024, saw Dr. Sigwa on March 12, 2024. It was charted that the patient continued to have low back pain with radicular symptoms, and that these complaints would be continuous in nature and be managed by lumbar epidural steroid blocks every 3 to 6 months period. March 26, 24, seen at IROC physical therapy. On April 15th, 2024, seen by Dr. Sigwa and had a repeat epidural steroid injection period. Records from Indiana Medical Consulting in their report, they state that there is little to suggest that Mr. Coombs sustained any type of significant injury, referring to this automobile accident period. They state that he had significant spinal disease that also entailed his lumbar spine period. He states that all of his problems would be considered pre-existing problems and not post-traumatic in nature, period. They state that, this is Dr. Sieber, S-I-E-B-E-R, states he does not believe we have any evidence to suggest that he sustained any new permanent injuries, period. I, Dr. Mandel, am commenting on the Indiana Medical Consulting report. Thoroughly disagree with their conclusion and findings, period. It is important to note that they did not obtain the history directly from the patient or discuss the patient's complaints, comma, and they also did not perform a physical examination, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 13th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an old 18-centimeter vertical scar of the right knee due to old knee replacement, period. There were old arthroscopic surgical scars involving the bilateral shoulders and left knee, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive for light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed mild tenderness to palpation with full range of motion, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on his tiptoes, period. Examination of the lower extremities revealed swelling of the right knee with full range of motion of both knees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, low back pain, comma, strain, comma, and trauma, period. Number two, aggravation of pre-existing low back pain, period. Number three, lumbar radiculopathy and nerve root impingement at L4-5 and L5-S1. Next number, cervical strain, comma, and pain resolved. Next number, thoracic trauma and pain resolved. Next number, sacral trauma and pain resolved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of February 13th, 2022, period. This automobile accident of February 13th, 2022 has aggravated his pre-existing lumbar pain, but caused a new onset of lumbar radiculopathy and nerve impingement at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, the patient does have a permanent impairment in his lumbar area as a result of this automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in his lumbar area for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his lumbar area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He was advised that he will need continued injections every 3 months of an epidural nature, period. I certainly agree with these, and these injections will cost $2,000 each, period. He will need ongoing medication, especially over-the-counter medications, at $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Surgery was discussed with the patient, but he was advised to hold off on this due to his blood thinners, period. The patient will need possible surgery if and when the patient can get off his blood thinners, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. As I mentioned, I thoroughly disagree with medical evaluation done by Dr. Siebert from Indiana Medical Consulting, period. They did not take his history directly or perform a physical examination, as I have done, period. I thoroughly disagree with their conclusions, especially where they state that he did not sustain any type of significant injury from this auto accident, period. They state that he had pre-existing problems, period. As I mentioned in his report, he did have pre-existing problems, but these were complicated and aggravated by this automobile accident, period. The patient also developed a new onset of radiculopathy and nerve impingement from this auto accident, as I've outlined, period. They also state that he did not have any evidence of a new permanency, period. As I've outlined in my report, the patient does have permanency, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.